This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Court blocks Delta Tunnel. Climate Smart program rebranded, impacts uncertain. Dems seek clarity on tariffs. Court stalls Delta Tunnel project. The Sacramento County Superior Court has issued a major setback for Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed Delta Tunnel project. The court halted work underway to collect soil samples to refine the engineering and design of the tunnel. The judge reasoned the geotechnical investigations violated the 2009 Delta Reform Act. The state water contractors refuted the claim, pointing out that the Delta Stewardship Council recently made the opposite determination. SWC General Manager Jennifer Pierre responded that, quote, once again, common sense has been defeated in California, continuing to drive the cost of living up and putting water supplies at risk. She argued the decision set a dangerous precedent in potentially barring housing, transportation, and energy projects from collecting engineering data prior to construction. But Delta counties opposed to the project applauded the ruling. They argued the Department of Water Resources has squandered public resources to avoid complying with an earlier court injunction. DWR is appealing the ruling. Biden's Climate Smart Commodities Initiative gets a new name and rules. Out with the partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities and in with advancing markets for producers. That's the Trump administration's new name for PCSC, the Biden administration's $3 billion climate initiative for agriculture. Project sponsors are trying to figure whether their projects still qualify for funding after USDA announced yesterday it was rebranding the program and modifying its rules. Kirk Lead, CEO of the Iowa Soybean Association, says the multi-state project his group is sponsoring may have to be restructured between public and private funding to comply with a new rule that 65% of the USDA funding goes to farmers. At the end of the day, we're hoping that we just need to resubmit and reallocate expenses, he tells AgriPulse. Now keep in mind, under the program, farmers have been incentivized to use conservation practices such as cover crops and low to non-till farming to lower the carbon intensity of their crops. USDA's press release says the partnerships are overburdened by red tape, have ambiguous goals, and require complex reporting that push farmers onto the sidelines. An industry consultant tells AgriPulse that major commodity projects should be okay and that reporting requirements will likely be less climate intensive. An architect for the program, former USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Robert Bonney, told AgriPulse he was pleased Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins is continuing with the initiative, albeit under a different name. Don't let the boomtastic statement fool you. Secretary Rollins learned from producers just how popular and effective this program is, he told AgriPulse. By the way, based on a previous AgriPulse analysis of 82 PCSC projects with $5 million or more in overall funding, 19 of them would meet the threshold for providing at least 65% of federal funds to producers. Bonney says he worries that some of the smaller projects with higher administrative expenses may now be ineligible to receive funding. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump slapping tariffs on Mexican tomatoes. Florida tomato growers have scored a victory in their long-running battle with Mexican imports. The Commerce Department announced yesterday it's ending a suspension agreement and imposing an anti-dumping duty of nearly 21% on Mexican tomatoes. The strict enforcement of U.S. trade law is a primary focus of the Trump administration, the department says. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Democratic ask for clarity on tariffs for U.S. ag. Senate Democrats are pressing the Trump administration for details on its tariff goals and how the potential impacts on farmers were examined ahead of the rollout. 19 Democrats, led by Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, have written to U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer looking for answers. We have serious concerns about the haphazard approach taken by the administration to tariffs that cause unnecessary uncertainty and harm for U.S. farmers and their markets, the letter reads. The senators ask whether officials have assessed potential tariff impacts on farmers, whether the tariffs will be permanent, and how crop consumption and production might shift, among other questions. Farmers, quote, have started spring planting and rely on stable markets for their planting, the lawmakers argue. Farmers already have enough uncertainty without tariffs adding more volatility. UK suspends tariffs on several U.S. ag exports. The United Kingdom has dropped its tariffs on almost 90 products, including pine nuts, spices, raisins, and fruit juice. The move comes as the country grapples with new 10% U.S. tariffs and is angling for a deal to secure some relief. The UK government argued that the steps are necessary to help UK businesses lower prices for UK consumers and spur economic growth. The suspension will last until mid-2027. In a statement, Business and Trade Secretary Jonathan Reynolds said that the UK is in, quote, a new era of global trade, but stressed that free and open trade grows economies, which is why we're cutting tariffs on a range of products. Take note. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro said Sunday that the administration is in negotiations with the UK government on a potential agreement. Researchers analyze food manufacturer responses to state laws. A recent study highlights different ways food manufacturers adapt to varying state policies on ingredients and labeling. The research comes as more states are considering bills to ban certain food dyes and chemicals in school meals and the broader market. The study identifies four options food manufacturers may pursue in response to new state regulations: reformulating the product while maintaining separate production for other states, reformulating products for all markets, leaving the regulating market, or ignoring the regulation. Researchers found that the patchwork effect that state laws can create could have significant impact on food manufacturers and others in the food supply chain, which could create additional costs for consumers. The study was conducted by professors at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and was published in the Journal of Food Distribution Research. Here's today's final word. 69% of Canadians said it's going to be a long time before I make a change to purchasing anything by Americans. That Ron Lemaire, president of the Canadian Produce Marketing Association. He described a, quote, radical shift in consumer behavior following President Donald Trump's tariffs on Canadian imports, reports The Packer. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, April 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nally.